So as far as development goes, the Pulte project phase two, which is the west end of the Pulte project, they're, I think they've got the major, they're at elevation with roof lines on a good portion of the new properties, and you know, the woodwork, the framing and everything is going up. The hammerhead ends of the replacements for the cul-de-sacs, initial layer of paving went down just the other day. Stevens Creek Boulevard repaving project from 880 through the Valley Fair stretch all the way to San Tomas, the repaving is done. Final touches on the striping are being done now. Just last night, I was observing the final touches on the Santana Rose Stevens Creek crosswalk areas, which are 25 feet wide, all four directions. Turned out beautiful. Those guys did a bang-up job. Kudos to the paving company or the striping company that installed the crosswalks. So that's, you know, that's almost done. DOT, I don't know what the schedule is for the repaving from San Tomas West, but that will be occurring, I do believe, this year at some point. Amy had resuggested that we have our WONA area D1LG walkthroughs to give everybody our insights and be on the ground to see what's going on with the boulevard, both boulevards, our construction, and give you a firsthand visual on some of the challenges that we've had and an explanation on some of the, you know, some of the problems, the, you know, the urban village boundary issue, all of those things. So we'll work to, Daphne and I will work to try to get that scheduled at a time that's convenient for most everybody in the D1LG, and if the D1 office wants to be part of that walk, you're certainly welcome. That their participation doesn't, that walk doesn't necessarily hinge on their participation. We'd like to have them, but to get as many of you together as possible, you know, that's what we'll work towards.
All